Task 1. You, Betty and Amy are discussing the holiday plan so that the group could start gathering information and making bookings. Listen to the conversation and complete the holiday plan below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Where is David?
He's busy helping his mum, so he can't come today.
I see. Okay. I've downloaded this holiday plan template from the Hong Kong Youth Travel Association. I think it'll help us understand what we want for our holiday and things we need to consider, such as health and fitness, activities that we want, dietary requirements, and so on. I think we could go over this plan.
That sounds like a wonderful idea.
First of all, health and fitness. I'm healthy and fit. I don't have any chronic illness.
Well, Amy and I have just passed a fitness test at our local health club.
That's right. We're healthy and fit. Does David have any chronic illnesses?
No. He has been my friend for many years and he's always healthy. All right. It seems that we are all healthy and fit, and none of us have any chronic health conditions.
Very good.
Right. Special dietary requirements. Does any one of you have any special dietary requirements?
Well, I eat almost everything. What about you guys?
David and I have no problems eating anything.
Same here.
All right. Length of holiday. We plan to travel for about 18 days, is that right?
Yes, 18 days in June, and that's all the time I can afford anyway.
That's right. When I come back from the trip, I do want to get a job and start saving money.
So 18 days, and we plan to travel in June.
Okay. Next, which countries we want to travel to? Let's write down 3 countries in order of preference.
Well, we've talked about it, and all of us really want to go to Nepal because of its wonderful hiking trails and natural scenery.
Yes, and then our next choice will be Korea.
Sorry, can you spell Nepal for me?
Nepal is spelt N-E-P-A-L.
Thanks. Now, what about the third country?
Japan. Do you remember we've talked about it as well? The rural areas in Japan are very beautiful.
Ah, that's right. The only disadvantage of travelling to Japan is that it's very expensive.
Now, activities.
Not just yet. We have to note down our budget. I mean, how much we can afford. I think I can pay up to 16,000 Hong Kong dollars for the trip.
Same for me.
It's not a big problem for me. My uncle has agreed to sponsor the trip. But is 16,000 Hong Kong dollars enough for 3 weeks?
We're not staying in 5-star hotels. We'll stay at youth hostels and small inns. I'm sure that's enough if we're careful with how we spend our money.
That's true. Okay, activities. We have to write down 5 types of activities we want to do on our trip.
Hiking, of course. That's the main reason why we want to go to Nepal.
Yes. Then we also want the cultural experiences. This will help us understand the history, culture, and traditions of the country.
Very good. In addition, we want to take lots of photos.
Right. I'm planning to post lots of photos on my Instagram and Facebook.
We also want activities that allow us to enjoy the natural scenery.
Should I write enjoying natural scenery?
Yes, that will do.
Good.
Oh, we should sample local foods too.
Yes, I like eating local foods when travelling to other places. That's always an interesting experience.
Yes, I agree. Okay, I'll write sampling local foods.
That's good.
All right, let's see if we have missed anything in the plan. No, all looks good. Okay, the next thing we should do is to find information about the three destinations we want to go to.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.